Anybody who watches crime dramas hears the phrase, you have the right to remain silent, pretty regularly. But new court decisions in recent years have chipped away at that principle. As Emily Green reports, in some circumstances, remaining silent could be used against you.
Take the case of California resident Richard Tom. In 2007, he broadsided a car, injuring a girl and killing her sister. At the accident scene, he asked to go home, but was told no. He wasn't handcuffed, but police held him in the back of a police car. At no point did he ask the police about the victims. During his trial for vehicular manslaughter, prosecutor Shin-Mi Chang told the jury that Tom's failure to ask about them pointed to the consciousness of his own guilt.
His complete lack of concern for the occupants of the car that he had just broadsided was one factor that shows his indifference to the consequences of his reckless driving that night.
But didn't Tom have the right to remain silent, to not ask about the victims? For decades, television shows have told us that, on old crime shows like Columbo.
You have the right to remain silent. You know, anything they say, they can hold that against you.
And on new ones, like Law & Order.
Lowell Harris, you're under arrest for rape. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
But the truth is, it's not that simple. Courts have found suspects don't have to be read their rights upon arrest, but only right before they are interrogated. And there can be a long lag time between the two. In the case of Richard Tom, for example, he was in custody for 2 hours before he was read his rights. Earlier this year, the California Supreme Court ruled in Tom's case and said his silence at the scene of the accident could be used against him. Tom's attorney, Mark Silversmith.
The California Supreme Court has left us in a no-win situation where as soon as you're arrested, the prosecutor can use anything you say, anything you don't say, against you.
The U.S. Supreme Court issued a similar decision in 2013 in a case involving a suspect's silence prior to arrest. In that case, the suspect voluntarily answered police questions for nearly 2 hours, but refused to talk in depth about a gun found in his house. The prosecutor used that against him at trial.
Most people assume that if you have a right and you exercise it, that's all that you need to do.
Stanford law professor Jeff Fisher says the court's ruling set a trap for the unwary. The court said the only exception is if defendants expressly tell police they are invoking their Fifth Amendment rights. Fisher says the rulings affect every kind of criminal case, including white-collar investigations where suspects are often questioned at length before being arrested.
Under these decisions, somebody in that situation, just as much as the person accused of murder or manslaughter, needs to announce that they're relying on the Fifth Amendment privilege. It's not enough simply to refuse to talk to the police.
If all this sounds ominous, Kent Scheidegger with the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation isn't fazed. He says the reality is we never actually had a right to stay silent.
What's in the Constitution is a right not to be compelled to be a witness against yourself. The Constitution does not say you have a right to remain silent. And although there's a lot of overlap in those two, they're not the same thing.
Scheidegger says the U.S. Supreme Court made up the phrase right to remain silent, and that its 1966 ruling requiring Miranda warnings popularized the false impression that that's what the Fifth Amendment says. Scheidegger may be more forthright than the courts. They still maintain there is a right to silence, tenuous as it might be. For NPR News, I'm Emily Green in San Francisco.